Lexington voter Frank Byron worries that social studies have, in his words, gone downhill. And he suspects a lack of interest in civic affairs is behind a voter turnout that could be below 30%.
People don't know how many states they are. They don't know what the members of Congress' name is. They don't know what the issues are. They don't know what their how to contact their congressman or their state representative.
Byron adds partisan friction has been a part of the American political process since the beginning. Instead of discouraging voters, he believes it can amount to a healthy discussion. On the other side of Lexington at Tate's Creek High School, Bob Rand cast his ballot. He believes partisanship, particularly at the federal level, is hurting America.
It has to be, you know, bipartisan. It has to be in order to be able to represent, hopefully, the majority of people. Otherwise, it's one-sided. And when you only have 30% less people voting, that's a tragedy.
Other voters are looking ahead to Election Day 2012, when elected officials from City Hall to the White House are chosen. It has Lisa Hanlon and her family keeping current on presidential politics.
We have been watching the presidential race more closely, but I still think local government is just as important because it affects, you know, our communities.
This morning, voter turnout at some Lexington precincts was higher than expected. While state officials predict a statewide turnout about 25%, the Copper Creek precinct had already reached that point before lunchtime. Reporting for WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson. Reporting for Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Stu Johnson.